Don't be stupid, Catherine said, poking the gun into Matt's back. We'll see who's stupid in a minute, Robin told her, once Dad sorts out the main computers. All you can do is look at the present and try to predict the future. Okay, yes, you can manipulate the model, but so what? What can you learn from it? Does it tell you about the past, about history, about what really happened? And you'll never know, Matt said, anything to buy them time. I'll never show you. You can kill me first. Harper laughed. Oh, you'll show me. Or I shall kill her. He pointed at Robin, and he smiled. Don't do it, Matt, Robin said. Let him kill us. It doesn't matter. Yes, it does, Matt said. He looked at her, willing her to understand what he was doing. An idea, just a glimmer of a thought at the back of his mind. But it was rapidly becoming a pattern, a plan. I thought you'd see sense, Harper told him. It's not like we could control the thing anyway, Matt said. The most we can hope to do is just get it going. But maybe we can show Mr. Harper what happened in the past. What happened to that explorer, Percy Fawcett. See whether it really is him they found. We could even see what really happened to Atlantis. He held his breath, wondering if he had said too much. Robin's expression was unreadable, but she didn't argue. Harper's face was equally impassive. Then, you need the disk? Harper asked. Yes, Matt said. Just like a computer. Perhaps a little demonstration, then. He stood staring at Matt. Any hint of a problem? And Catherine here will shoot your girlfriend. Understood? Understood, Catherine said. She sounded like she was looking forward to it. The entry code was easy to work out. The room was deserted. The lights flickered on as motion detectors picked up that someone had walked into the main computer suite. Row after row of servers and disk drives and storage and networking, Julius Venture walked down the first aisle. He didn't pause. He didn't look to left or right. But as he went, he ripped out every cable and connector. He pushed over stacks of equipment and sent monitors hurtling into the wall. A wave of destruction rippling along the aisle like an elemental force destroying everything it touched. Then, back up the next aisle, a screen exploded as it hit the floor, sparking and spitting glass. Cables snagged and ripped free. Computer storage disks shattered. He walked slowly, deliberately, the length of the aisle, right up to the man waiting for him at the main doors. The man with the face like a grinning skull, grenades hanging from his belt, and a gun pointing at Venture's face.
Stop right there, Klein said. One more step, and you're history.
And for the first time since leaving the amphitheater, since leaving his daughter, Venture's face betrayed some emotion. He smiled.